We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles defensive tackle Cedric Thornton. And Cedric, I got to tell you, this defensive line dominating on Thursday night, I think it's as deep a group as I've ever seen. I mean, what's it like to be around so many players pushing each other? It seems like you have a great camaraderie, and it is excellent football.
Yeah, it really is an honor and a privilege to be amongst the greatest in the game right now. Like, we got Jason Babin, Cullen Jenkins, you know, Antonio Dixon, and Trent Cole. So, I mean, I just thank God every day that he gave me the opportunity to be amongst these guys, because they don't just throw you under the boat. They try to tell you everything, like from teaching, learning, from steps, shooting hand. They try to give you, you know, the fundamentals of the games. And they know that you're not on their level right now, but they coach you like they want you to be on their level one day.
Interesting you say that you're not on their level right now. I mean, you look great on Thursday night, 25 snaps. To me, you were dominant.
I just thank God for that. But it was just I practiced, and it's a lot easier in the game than it is in practice, because our offensive linemen, they're like right at you from the get-go, and in the game they back up, and they give you more opportunity to get to them instead of just right in your face all the time.
How much do you think you've improved since last year, Sid?
Oh, a whole lot. I just thank God, because last year coming into camp, I had no knowledge of playing D-tackle at all.
College, you were an end in college.
Yes, sir. I played in college. In college, I played in. And so I had to just focus on how to just learn how to take attack a double team, and just learn how to give inside rush, you know, instead of rushing the outside of the guard.
How do you attack a double team? Is it more hands, more leverage? Is it all technique?
Sometimes I stand up, but it's more on a leverage. Mm-hmm. So you got to keep the level, and you just got to keep them on levels. If you attack the guard at the right time, then the tackle, it don't get a tackle time to get on you. So you focus on attacking the guard so the tackle won't get you.
Cedric, how's your body changed since last year? I mean, you seem much bigger, much stronger, much more capable of taking on these big offensive guards.
Oh, yeah, it changed a lot. Last year I was 289, barely 290. Right now I'm 300, you know, going to 302.
Are you really? Okay. Yeah. What did you do in the offseason to get up? Was it all weight work?
Not really. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Was it really?
Yeah.
You just ate more?
Ate more.
And was there any sort of dedication? Like, did you have a goal? Hey, I got to get to 300?
Oh, my goal was to make this team this year and be productive. And I just, during the offseason, I focused on the little things, like the steps and my stance, and just trying to stay low. And my thing to come in camp was to be a playmaker for the team, and not just be somebody that hold a jersey on the sideline.
Cedric, I would imagine for however long you've played football, you've been a dominant player, right? You know, when you played when you were a little kid, high school, college. And then you get to this level, you don't get drafted, which probably gives you a little chip on your shoulder.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You've really dedicated yourself to the game, which when you're in college and high school, you can't do. Uh-huh. To me, that separates the players in this league, the guys who really work hard. Do you feel that way? Like, the harder you work, the better chance you have of making it?
Oh, definitely. Like I said earlier, the harder you work in practice, I attack practice like it's a game.
Mm-hmm.
So the harder I work in practice, it makes it real easier in the game, like I said. And I just try to focus on, every time I'm in the film room, just focus on the negative things that I did, not the good things. And then, and that way you can stay humble, you know, and I just approach every day as if I'm playing in a game, and just try to be better every day.
What was it like last year being on the practice squad, going through the week of practice, learning, and then on game days, you know, you're not in uniform?
It hurt my pride to a certain extent, because,
yeah, sure.
I mean, I'm glad to be in the NFL, but I've been playing football all my life, and I just want to be a person to have an effect on the game and not just a person, you know, on the sideline. But I enjoyed it, and this year I just want to be on the other side of the, you know, other side of the camera.
So what did you do? Do you literally sit in your room and watch the game?
No, I was some games I was on the sideline.
Okay,
we had a
home
chain.
Games.
We had a chain, you know, that the defensive line had a commitment chain, and I just
what's that?
A commitment chain. We had it that every time before the game we just make a commitment of what we're gonna do for the D line, like sell out for him. And I just had it on the sideline and hold it, and I just be shaking it. And just letting the defensive line know that commitment you made before the game, just make sure you keep it throughout the game.
Who started? Is that Jim? Is that a Jim Washburn thing?
Yes, sir. That was
So it's literally a chain.
It's literally a chain.
And you pass it around to each other?
Yes, and tell what we're going to do.
Oh, wow. So there's really a brotherhood of defensive linemen here.
Definitely a brotherhood.
Yeah.
No jealousy and animosity in the room at all.
Well, I guess if you have to put up with a coach like Jim, who is a guru, but his approach is very can be very coarse at times.
Yes, he wants the best for you. I mean, other people see it as he bad talks us, but he really not that type of guy. Once we sat down and ate with him, but just got to know the NFL is a business, and he approaches it every day. He just wants you to know that you always got guys that's coming after your job, and He just keeps that in your mind, and that's why he gives us a hard time on the field. But he means the best. He wants the best for out of us.
Have you anything he said to you stick with you? Like, you know, any good lines? Any, hey, Cedric Thornton, you're such a piece of, and that you actually, it was so outrageous that you actually had to laugh about it and understand the message, but kind of laugh at the delivery.
Oh yeah, I can't just, you know, nothing's particular sticks out, but okay. I always keep the negative in my ear because I just want to stay humble and just approach it every day that I'm as a nobody. And if I can do that, and it'll make me better, I think.
Did you have opportunities last year, Cedric, to join other teams' 53-man rosters?
I did, but I don't like to talk about that. I like
you want to stay here?
Yeah, I want to stay here.
Is that because of Jim?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Coach Jim and Coach Andy Reid and, you know, Mr. Howie and Mr. Lurie, they really just took me in, and I feel like it's more of a family here. So I like it here a lot.
Good for you. When did you fall in love with football?
I fell in love with football. I had no other choice when I was little. I actually had hoop dreams at first, but I found out the guys were way taller.
Right.
So I stuck with football. I just like whooping up on people all the time.
Have you always been a defensive lineman?
No. In college, I was a defensive end. High school, I was running back, receiver.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. At what weight?
185 high school.
You went from 185 in high school to 250 in college?
I started college at, I want to say, 225.
Oh, my goodness. And it's just been eating a lot of peanut butter jelly sandwiches and getting in the weight room?
Yeah.
Wow.
Peanut butter and jelly.
And then still keeping the explosiveness and keeping the agility and keeping the flexibility in your body?
Yeah, you got to be a man in the trenches. If you're not, they're definitely going to expose you.
Why do you think you weren't, you know, why do you think you weren't drafted?
I had some outfield issues at first.
Okay.
And then I met God, and he changed it all. So, I mean, it was just a learning thing. So, I mean, you live and you learn, and you grow, and it's a sign of maturity. So, I definitely thank God for allowing me to go through the things that I went through high school and college. And I'm not mad at them all for not giving me, you know, the chance to get drafted and get my name called, because I learned a lot. It made me who the person I am today. So, I'm very humble, and I just thank God.
What was your moment of finding God?
I was going into my junior year in college. I prayed to him, dedicated my life, read my Bible, and he just exposed me to a different side. It's supernatural. It's really supernatural. Like you said, I made a lot of game plays Thursday, and I really didn't realize it until I went home and watched film, because it was just God just working through me, and I just thank him a lot.
So you have absolutely dedicated 100% of your life to God?
Yes. I do have my downfall. I'm not saying I'm perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
So, but I am. He's perfect, so with – while me just gaining a relationship with him, I'm trying to stride and be more perfect in him.
Who introduced you to that thinking? Was it something that you found on your own, Cedric, or was there a role model that you had that kind of led you in that direction?
It's just been in my ear since I was little. My dad's a pastor and my mom's a minister, so they just been in my ear and just telling me about this God. And I failed him so much. I wouldn't say he failed me. I failed him so much, so I really didn't just have the belief that I have now. So, and now he's just showing me supernatural stuff. Like, it's just really a privilege and an honor, and I just thank him every day just to be in the NFL.
Your parents must be proud of you that you found the light.
Yeah, they're real. They're really proud of me.
Well, what goes on here now for you when you have fun, when you're away from football, when you're up in your dorm room?
Pretty much Xbox, and I watch a lot of NFL game film on Warren Sapp and, you know, some of the best defensive linemen, and I just try to stay and study them. And I even study Cullen Jenkins. And actually, before the game Thursday, I watched Fletcher Cox and when he played against Wake Forest in college in that bowl game.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Wow, you are a student of the game.
Yeah.
Do you love watching football?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Yes,
well,
a lot.
Well, any feedback from Jim? Is he pleased with you? Does he let you know if he's pleased with you?
I don't think he'll let me know that. Yeah. I think he just wants me to keep eating and keep being hungry. So, not any feedback.
And you're up to 300. You maintain that through camp?
I try to. Right now, I stepped on the scale. I'm about 298. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, another week of practice here, training camp in this last few days. Do you look forward to getting back in pads and hitting and showing what you can do?
We've been in pads for a long time. I don't think nobody looked forward into it. It's just our job, so it's something that we have to do. But I look forward to playing football. Yes, I'm happy when I'm out there. But to fight my brothers that I'm going to be playing with on game day every day, I don't like it, but I have to do it. So
yeah. I enjoy it. You got to get a paycheck.
It's a job.
Yeah,
definitely.
Cedric, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Great to see you in here. Keep up the good work. Cedric Thornton, Eagles defensive tackle on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.